Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Hello and welcome to another review show for the Ballers Dynasty League. I am Pitsy, and as always, Stormo is here. Hey, buddy.
Good evening, everybody.
How are you?
Oh, mate, the sky's blue, grass is green, the wind is blowing through the trees. I have had a cracking weekend. How's things with you?
The sky is grey. The rain is pouring. Oh, dear. NFL is crazy, mate. NFL is crazy. Right, anyway, he's back for his podcast fix, although I don't want to talk to him or have any of his opinion of this matchup. Statman Rob is back. Hello, friend.
Hello, Pitsy.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I remember us talking on Friday about how the weather was always nice in Bradford. Doesn't seem to be the case today, does it?
Nope. No, to be fair, it was sunny today, but the grey cloud above my head is always there.
Oh, that's what it is.
There's a bit of tension on the pod today. I wonder why that is. Why is there so much tension?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Right, no trades to talk of this week, although if we'd have known about Dan's state when he was waving people and dropping players like that, he possibly could have had a whole team traded. So none of that this week. We are super close to reaching 500 total episode plays. Last time I looked, it was 491. Mm-hmm. No new countries. And since Storm's outburst on Trump and his listeners, the Americans have not returned. And we have not had as many listens. So, bad time. Oh,
I did a real job on that, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm sorry that our league that doesn't involve you doesn't help you because you don't want to listen to it anymore. I do apologize. Amazing. So, Pitsy, you know, it's come to that time of week. I think we need like a theme tune just for to introduce this next section because of its new spot that it's in. Well, not its new spot, it's spot it's staying in. But like we need spot. Yeah, you know, like Match of the Day has a dun, 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 and that all kicks off. We need something for the week's highlights. So I'm going to look into that for next week.
Nice. Okay.
Sounds and then we're going to have a sort of tune that introduces the weekly highlights.
Needs to be shorter than like 20 seconds so that we don't get like pulled up on right.
Oh no, it'll be really, really, really short, mate. I'm gonna go for really short. I haven't got all day to record these things, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, weekly highlights, NFL, not fantasy related. Roberto, what you got, mate?
So I've got two, as always, always more than one. This one is about a catch in the Arizona Buffalo game, but it's not the one, it's not the one you're thinking of. So I know one of you is probably going to talk about it. So Arizona are 26-23 up at this point. It's about the fourth quarter. Murray lasers a pass to an open Fitzgerald, Larry Fitzgerald, who kind of falls down. And somehow the ball squeezes out of his hands, just pops out in the air straight into the hands of Jordan Poyer behind him. And it just seemed so unrealistic. It's like this is something that kind of feels as though it's in a film. How that ball came out, I was thinking, that ball's got to have been down on the ground. But no, if you watch the replay, somehow he keeps hold of it and it just, out it comes. And then you know, the Bills have got the ball and it swaps over. So that was the first one. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
It's weird because, like, Fitzgerald's maybe dropped two catches in the past 3 years. And that one, as you say, it was, like, so animated. It did look like it was out in the movies. And it just... Because I don't know if it was the next drive where Allen got intercepted or was the one before that one, but it was like two drives in a row where they both threw interceptions. But that one, I was like, what even? I had to rewind it as well because I just couldn't quite understand how it even happened. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
I don't even know if you can count it as a drop because he technically caught it. He just threw it up in the air afterwards.
You just you rugby passed it to someone else to power go.
There we go. So that was the first one. And the second one, I feel as though it's a really nice mention this. It was from Monday Night Football. Cordarrelle Patterson tying the kickoff return touchdown record with his amazing return, cutting through the Minnesota defense. But also later on in the game, because the Vikings knew that he was a threat, they decided to bullet a kick at him. And he just made it, the catch look so effortless. It was like, whoop, there it is, I've got it. And then I'm off again. And I think it's just a real testament to him that he's getting a look in the offense now just because of how good he is at special teams. I think that that's a nice moment and not one that really people will think of.
Nice.
Yeah, mate. It was incredible, wasn't it? 104 yards or something.
Oh, it was amazing, yeah.
Yeah. And even better that it was against his old team. Yeah. That's always a bonus. But yeah, he seems to be like a ninja at returning those balls. I don't know how he does it. Was it his eighth kickoff return for a touchdown or something? Yeah, mate, it was definitely special.
Mm-hmm.
So Pitsy, what you got, mate? Are you finished, Rob?
Yep, that's me done. Yeah.
Sweet. I have something. Right, I think everybody needs to sit down for this one. It was a New England pass.
Oh, interesting.
Luckily, it wasn't Cam Newton. The actual my boy of the moment right now is Jacoby Myers. I've obviously championed him from the beginning of the season. He's starting to just pull it out of the bag, and his pass to Rex Burkhead and the catch from Rex Burkhead was great. Loved it.
Yeah, man, that was a good little trick play, wasn't it?
Yes. There you go. That was mine, short and sweet. I mean, I will come back to another one in a minute, but I'll see what you're talking about first, Tommy.
So, obviously, I have mentioned in the pod about that catch that D-Hop made at the end. But my actual highlight itself is Kyler Murray. I was speaking to you about it earlier. He's just, the coach went out and said, it's like when he threw that ball that D-Hop caught, because he's so short, he didn't even know where he was throwing it because he couldn't see over the defenders. He just literally launched it and he didn't actually see D-Hop catch it because he was too short to see over the players. but he's just so quick. And I reckon he will rival Lamar Jackson for pace. He's so nimble and he's so elusive. But, oh, man, he's just so incredible to watch. And being a short, I don't know how he does it because he's got a cannon. But, yeah, just him in general was just so good to watch. That the last 2 minutes between him and Allen and the Bills and the Cardinals, which, oh, man, what a crazy 2 minutes that was.
Even just the last minute, because they scored with 46 seconds to go, did Bills to win it. And even Diggs on the sideline was going, like, that's why you pay me. And he was still celebrating halfway through the Murray drive at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
And then even that though, the catch from Diggs was incredible. That's 46 seconds, and then 11 seconds to go. Well, even then, before that, you've got Murray throwing it to Fitz on the sideline. He kind of scrambles a few more up to leave it with 11 seconds, and then the last scramble with the whole shenanigans with D-Hop at the end was just insane. Mm-hmm. So that last like minute of that game, like to get two touchdowns in it was, insane.
Coming back to the point that you made before about Murray rivaling Jackson, I actually think that Murray's already better than Jackson just because of the ability he's got with his throwing. Jackson just seems to be falling down at the moment. He can't seem to make the passes. I don't know whether or not it's because he's not got as good a wide receiver core as Jackson, but he doesn't seem to throw anywhere outside the numbers. I think a lot of Twitter analysts have noticed that is the case with Jackson, whereas Murray can just seem to put it anywhere and he lets his wide receivers do the rest. I reckon he's in with a good shout of being, dare I say, MVP this year.
Yeah, mate, he's definitely up there. Definitely up there.
I don't think Jackson is a good enough thrower. I think it is not down to his right wide receivers. I just don't think he's got the game.
Yeah.
Like Murray's got.
He's never been known for his throwing, as he's always been known for his elusive running and the yards he gets and his sneaky little steps and how he can. But yeah, whereas Murray's got those little elusive steps and the zigs and the zags, but
and he can rifle throw, it as well.
He can throw bombs, can't he?
Yeah.
And then I've got a low light as well. Not a highlight, but a low light. Chubb, love Chubb. He's in quite a few of my teams. I've got him in my other dynasty team, smashing it up after being injured. Makes a massive run down the touchline and then steps out. What's he playing there?
He saw the issues with Todd Gurley the other week.
Yeah, I was like, mate, they couldn't have caught you anyway, man. Just bloody score the touchdown and get me points. I almost felt like sending him a tweet. I was like, what are you doing, mate? It's lucky I won that match anyway. But otherwise, he would have got a mean tweet. But yeah, he was incredible in his first game back as well.
Yeah, that is how you win a game, though. That's how you seal out a game, Falcons, if you're watching.
Yeah. I think they would have been fine even if they had scored.
Yeah, no, I don't think they'd have caught them. They should have just taken the points. But hey-ho. One last quick one. Thacker, I'll let you have a highlight this week. He sent out that video of Adam Thielen in his catch. That was crazy as well. That one-handed between the player and... Oh, yeah, great catch.
Did you watch how he came down with it? He turned the ball in his hands to hold it properly as he went down as well.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, one-handed, just insane.
But yeah, incredible mate, catch.
Love Thielen. Got all the time in the world for Thielen. Great player.
This week's scoring was crazy. Not many big games, not many big scoring players. Just only one team in our league got over 300 points as well, which, I mean, we won't go into that just yet. We'll talk about that when it gets to that game. But it just tells you how crazy the week was. We've got a few big moves in the standings too. So with all that, who's the first matchup, Solomon?
Well, so first matchup was that Susie and a blue suede men's shoes going up against the struggling Rolling with Mahomes run by Mark. Susie hit Mark with another loss, making that four in a row for Mark. Ouch. Susie makes this 1-1 between them this year. As Mark got a rare win in week one against them. So, yeah, Mark's struggling. But, yeah, Susie's, as I say, she's one of them sneaky teams you've got to keep an eye on.
She just keeps ticking over, doesn't she?
Yeah, mate.
What's really nice about Susie's team is, like, you take out Kamara, you take out Godwin, who you expect to be big players, and then you've got Justin Herbert, who came in for Tyrod Taylor. You've got Nyheim Hines, who's blown up. You've got Henderson and Brown, who seem to have grabbed the LA backfield by the groin. And then you've got JD McKissick as well, whose switch at quarterback is going to benefit him in the last few games of the season. You know, she's got Kittle out, she's got Sutton out. All those players that I just mentioned, they're the ones that people will have needed to pick up from the waiver wire after the first what went out. And she's got them all of them.
She's played it well. Like I say, it was in the chat earlier, like her team has been decimated by injuries too. I think when me and Susie played, we both texted each other saying, I don't know who's going to win this because neither of us have got a starting lineup. So, yeah, no, she's doing well with what she's got. Granted, it was a nice, easy win over Max this week. Yeah. Not sure what's happened to his team. He used to be quite a high scorer and now he's not really managing to get anything together.
He had Lock and Fant as his main connection, and that just doesn't seem to have been the same. Fant's had an injury. Lock's been using other players in the Denver offense, and I think having the Eagles as well. The Eagles haven't looked the same in stopping the run since Nathan Gerry went out at linebacker. He's got an injury, and they just seem to be letting quite a few more runs through the middle now. There's not as much coverage. So that's probably why they didn't do as well against the Giants this week as they have done previously, because they've just got holes for Goldman and Morris to go through. It was obviously a tough decision between going with the Niners, who were facing the Saints, and the Eagles. But just it turns out that the Niners might have been the better choice here. But it's just one or two mistakes, isn't it? Like, all the players score so highly, you know, for getting runs for carries and runs for points for targets as well?
No, just a catch.
Just a catch. A player can have a really bad week and not score anything, and Yeah. But those are the mistakes that sometimes happen, isn't it? You know, you have a bad week and that costs you the week.
Yeah. Bad times. It's unfortunate, but it means that Mark's rubbish and Susie's just about, she's almost there. She's almost got that playoff berth, but she needs another week yet before that can be confirmed, I think. So, right, a huge game now. Second went up against third. Dan and his FinSoup has played Simon and his Hey Darnell team. Usually two high-scoring teams, but this one wasn't as big this time. 175 to 150 was the final scores were, and the game went in favour of Dan, moving him up to 8-2 as Simon drops back to back two games to 6-4. Also, congratulations, Dan. You are now officially in the playoffs.
Whoop, whoop.
Nice, nice.
I was expecting a fanfare then.
Yeah, I didn't have it this week. It was only one-time thing for the first, for those two at the bottom.
Yeah, mate, that was good.
I'm sure Dan can sing to himself when he hears this.
Yeah, stop drinking and trading and wavering and.
I think he had a bit of a lucky escape actually, because he put in Ryan Nall as his starter. He wasn't the way to go, but I think Nick Foles actually saved his week this week. Nick Foles does not look good for the Bears.
He's injured now.
And is it? I don't know whether or not this is a fact or not, but obviously Big Ben, he is undefeated as a starter for the Steelers, but so is Mitch Trubisky for the Bears.
Yeah, the only two undefeated players this year.
Amazing.
Man, I would stick with Foles personally. I can't hack. But the Bears are struggling, aren't they? And I think Simon's been hit hard with quarterback and he hasn't got a lot of quarterback depth. But he's cracking on. Foles had a couple of good weeks for him, but he was just not good this week.
No. Although there was something in the chat earlier on that Cam Newton is up for a good prize.
For a trade.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, he's undefeated now as well, isn't he? Oh no, he didn't start. He didn't start there.
He wasn't the starter.
Next week we'll see how he does.
I reckon he could do it next week. I think there could be three. They're playing the Falcons. I reckon there could be three undefeated quarterbacks by the end of week 11.
I don't know. The Falcons seem to be getting better.
That could be a proper shootout that game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down.
I could see the Falcons winning that.
Well, they are one of my picks. The Saints are one of my picks for rushing success this week in 5-yard rush. But we're advertising something else there, so let's move on from that.
Yeah, mate, you don't get paid saying that in this pod.
I don't get paid for it anyway.
I'd have a word, mate.
Yeah. Well,
speak to your sponsors.
Could do with some. Let's talk about the next game. It's absolute cracker. It turns out this was the lowest scoring. Two lowest scoring teams of the week, and it was the lowest scoring game of the whole season as well. So someone had to win, and luckily for Thacker, his Generals did enough to beat the unfortunate Gotham City Rogues, who are now officially out of the running for getting a playoff spot. So the Generals complete the sweep of the Rogues, and Ollie's team will be competing in the toilet bowl at the end of the season.
Yes, he will, unfortunately. He's still got a lot to play for this week, this year. There's a few things that his team can still change for the course of the rest of the league, but yeah, that's him done for the playoffs, unfortunately. Thacker needed that, though. He needed another win to just keep him just going in the right direction, hopefully getting himself a playoff spot too.
And with Bridgewater's
injury...
With Bridgewater's injury as well, he's lost Breeze. He might have... I think Bridgewater's questionable now. But he's got Winston in as on his bench as a backup, so at least he might have someone to come in there. High ceilings for the wide receivers now.
Guys, hasn't he got the best quarterback in the league, Big Phil?
Yeah, on his bench with a 49.4 this week.
Oh, mate. Yeah, don't worry about it. He's all right. He's literally okay. The only thing that Phil Rivers is scared of is a condom. Nothing else, mate.
He's got the Green Bay Packers next week, hasn't he, Phil? So he could score some points. Yeah. They haven't really got that much of a deal.
Could be another shootout. Yeah.
It's going to be hard for Green Bay because they seem to do quite well against teams that are bad at defending. you know, they follow the trend, but then they also do very badly against teams who have got good defense, as you would expect. There's never any shock. You know, and Indy have done an amazing job in keeping some big players from doing what they normally do. So could be a big game for players like Nyheim Hines and not Jonathan Taylor, sadly.
Yeah, what's that? Just no idea what's going on within this season.
The rookie had a decent game for him. Old Pittman's come back from injury, hasn't he? And he had a decent game last
week. Yeah, I really like the look of him. So. I think he'll be doing well in this team.
So he could be one to watch.
It's likely that Susie's got him as well. Susie's got everyone.
Susie's got everyone. All right, the fourth game of the week was the big showdown between Stormo and his Push United versus the Boat Lee and his Stuart standouts. Going to this game, Lee should have been blowing Storm out of the water, but his HMS BOAT has started to let on water and has sunk to second place with a loss to Storm. Storm, sound the fanfare as this, for the first time this season, you have moved out of ninth place. Passing Mark into eighth, keeping your dream of the playoffs alive. Due to other results going his way, Lee has secured a place in the playoffs as well. Congratulations, Lee.
Well done, Lee. Well done. Mate, I don't even know what to tell you, to be honest. I had a bit of doubt because I had Cousins playing. I was like, oh, Cousins, please, man. Don't give it to Cook. First thing, don't give it to Cook. Pass the ball and give it to Jefferson. But I think I texted Lee yesterday. I was like, how are you feeling? Because obviously I needed 50 points. And I said to Lee, I would rather be in the position of having the points on the board than having to be able to chase. And obviously Cousins, as you know, this morning, I text you at 4 o'clock. I've woken up at 4 o'clock to check the score. I was like, whoop, 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 whoop. And then I went back to sleep, obviously. But yeah, it was a good game.
The amount of times I've woken up on those games thinking, right, I just need like 15, 20 points and my player gets like 6 and you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah. I can't go back to sleep now. I know Lee struggled with a bit of injuries. I had all my top dogs out on a bye, so I thought it was going to be super close. And yeah, it ended up being close and I'm glad I got one back over because I lost the first one. And obviously, I find nothing better in life than beating Lee. And that makes that puts us at 5-5 for our average or something, I believe as well. Which is good.
I should have looked at that.
Yeah. I think he went up because we were 4-4. So I think we're back to even. So that was pretty exciting to win, obviously. And even better that I've now knocked him off first place, that he was, you know, the king was on top of the castle and he let us all know about it. And now Dan's overtaken him. So I quite enjoyed that bit as well.
It's only Lee who gets a loss and secures a playoff place.
Yeah. Well, that's what I am.
This is why I think.
Yeah. Kerry, that's why I put in the group earlier. I was like, does that make me the best manager now because I've beaten the best manager? But yeah,
passing on the torch.
Yeah.
So this is why it's nice to have when we've had the rare occasion of two Monday night games. So you're not having to wait on one or two players to decide the week. You know, it's a bit more spread out.
Yeah, I think they need to change the system with that, but. The Monday night game's a killer. It can either go, like you say, it can go two ways. You can either be chasing or you be the one who's waiting and waiting and hoping that there's not a good game out.
Yeah. It's a lot nicer being ahead and not having to worry about that game. One you can't watch or, you know, you just have to wake up and either be sad or be happy. Because I've done it a few times and I've had relying on that one game where I've actually woken up during the night. Don't tell Emma, but I've actually checked my phone and checked the scores to see how I'm doing at a stupid time in the morning.
Yep, I've done that at 3 o'clock in the morning and the game's still going on and you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, when I checked this morning, there were still 18 seconds left in the game. I was like, oh, that's not good enough. Oh. Good enough.
This is why I have resorted to putting my phone in the next room now, so I don't do that. I am sleeping so much better.
Oh, it's bad. Right, Storm, if we have to, finish us off.
Oh, mate, I've been waiting for this. Cut the tension in this room with a knife. To finish up, we had the big showdown between the 5-yard rushers, Pitsy and the Cornbreads, and Rob and the McCaffreys. Rob, you were the only team to score over 300 points this week. It was never really a close affair, and a win means it's all square this year as well between you both. So that's another 1-1. And it also means it's all square in the standings as you both sit in 5-5. Mm. And that makes me happy, as I'm pretty sure I've got to play both of you still. Well, I know I've played Pitsy. I can't remember if you fit into my final four, Rob, or not.
Yes. Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so close.
So I need a couple of results, but if I can go on a good run, I'm excited.
But I think I play you week 11.
Yeah.
And then and then you play each other. I think the two of you play each other potentially the last week. Is that right?
No, we're playing each other. We're playing this weekend, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we must play then.
we must be the week after.
Yeah.
Ooh. I can tell you, actually, I've got it in front of me instead of just guessing. Yeah, you're playing Lee, Rob.
But I think me winning was actually better for your playoff chances, Stormer, because it means that Pitsy hasn't gone up to 6-4 and thus three games ahead of you. And now there's a chance that if you beat both of us, you could actually get into the playoffs.
You've opened it up for yourself, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, sweet. Well, whatever needs to happen, yeah? So you lot sort your teams out. If you need to lose, just lose. And then we'll talk in the playoffs, okay?
Oh, dear. I've got players on my team that just scored 6 points. And I know that'll probably come up on the lowest scoring starters in your figures later on, but...
Yeah, mate.
Just a horrible week.
I also had Darnell Mooney, who got 4.3, and Jarvis Landry got 8.9. No, on a windy day in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hockenson 6.3, Emmanuel Sanders 2.5, Scotty Miller 2.4, McManus 8. Yeah, it all comes down to those bottom few, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Every player counts, especially when so much happens when you get a reception and get the yards afterwards. Big swings. I think there
was nice to start getting some of my starting running backs back, actually. So yeah, that was good.
I wasn't expecting Drake to do as well.
Drake
as he did.
And Sanders back, hopefully next week after getting themselves going again, means I can take on Stormo with a little bit of a stronger team, and a few of my players are back from bye, and hopefully, yeah, I've got a better team out next week.
I'm just glad Swift got the starting role, because, man, he was good.
He looks good, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Considering he's been he was a third choice at one point, but he gave him the starting role and he was good this weekend.
He was away then, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, and after this weekend's performance, you can't not have that role personally, but, you know, football people do silly things. But, yeah, he was great in both aspects, in the catching and in the running, so he was good. Quite exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, there you go. 5-5. We're neck and neck on that last position for the playoffs there, Rob. You've made it interesting with that win.
Yeah. Simon, Susie and Thacker still aren't safe from us.
Well, they're only a game away, aren't they?
And I imagine that there'll be a combination of maybe those three playing each other at some point as well. So it could very much all change there. There's movement.
Well, yes, funny you should say that. I think Simon and Thacker play each other next week, I think.
Well, there we go.
And Simon's struggling with no quarterback as well, so Simon could potentially go on the slide, yeah. Potentially. Could not, but...
Well, fingers crossed, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, anyone above me, I literally don't care if you lose, to be honest with me.
Yeah, you're getting a bit scary close now.
You need to win out, I think. You need to win out.
I have to win out to start, yeah. Because the best I can finish is 6-7. Yeah. Which means, Pitsy and Rob, if you get one more win or two more wins each, you're pretty much guaranteed that I can't catch you. But yeah, it's pretty much you two that I'm after, to be honest. So,
yeah.
And I know I play both of you, so that's definitely helpful.
Yeah, big game next week.
Big games, yeah.
All right then, Stormo, give us your figures.
So, I know we've mentioned a couple of the low scorers. There's quite a list, but we'll start with, obviously, the top scorers. So, this young man has been on the lowest scores a couple of weeks, and he's now officially this week's highest scoring quarterback, and that was Mr. Brady. After going off, he scored in the 70s, went off, but Lee actually had him on his bench and started Rodgers. And another one that was also scored really high, Mr. Ben Roethlisberger, was also on someone else's.
Sat on my bench.
So another one sat on someone else's bench, but he was up there. He was in the top three. Highest scoring running back this week was Jacobs for Roberto. It was good to see him back. He had that really good game in the beginning, didn't he, where he smashed it, and it was good to see him. Because he kind of like plateaued. And the highest scoring wide receiver this week was Mr. Cole Beasley for Dan. 39 points. Had a cracking match. Highest scoring tight end, Andrews for Lee, 26, which is pretty much quite an average. The tight ends weren't great this weekend, to be honest.
Tight ends nowhere near doing anything this week.
26 points is, but Andrews is a decent player, isn't he? And the highest scoring defense again for a change or for another crown during the 10 weeks we've run so far, the Steelers with 49 points.
Whoop, whoop.
Exactly, yeah. So the lowest scoring starters, we talked about Foles.
Hold on, Stommer. Just going back to the quarterbacks, I had actually looked at those two as the highest scoring, and even if they were in the lineups, they still wouldn't have won the games for either of me or Lee.
They wouldn't have affected. Oh, that's good. Well, if that makes you feel slightly better yourself, that's okay then.
It does,
because that would have upset me. Yeah. That's the worst, when you could have put in a player that you would have played, and then he scores higher. And if you had played him, you would have won. But that cuts a person deep.
He didn't score too many more than Lamar, and Brady only scored 10 more than Rodgers. So.
Yeah. So. Sweet. Lower scoring starters, quarterbacks, Foles only got 11 points. Struggle for Simon. Breeze got injured and scored 16 points for Duff. Running back, Kerryon Johnson scored a point. He's been on this list numerous occasions. And obviously after the way Swift went off, I can't see him getting too much action. You talked about, is it Nile, whatever he is, for the Bears? Who was predicted to be the main running back, because obviously because Patterson's the hybrid player, they didn't think he would be like the main just running back, but he took most of the snaps at running back anyway. Lindsay only scored 4.2 for me. So a couple of low scoring running backs there. Yeah, there's some really big names in this wide receiver crew. So you got DK Metcalf, 6.8 points, AJ Brown, 5 points, Scotty Miller, 2 points, Pitsy, Emmanuel Sanders, 2 points. Nelson Aguilar, 2 points. Michael Thomas, 5 points. Marquise Brown, 5 points. Mooney, 4 points. So there's some massive wide receiver names on that list.
It's nice that you put Mooney in that list.
Yeah, mate. I'll put him in that list, mate. Just say it feels better because he's alongside Thomas, even though he only got 4 points. Yeah. There's some big ass wide receivers in this list. But yeah, Scotty Miller and Mooney, they were low scorers, but.
Scotty Miller, now that AB's there, he's just kind of been forgotten about.
Yeah, mate.
He was having such a nice season as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a bit of issues, though, with AB. He's done something, and he broke a camera or something. But apparently the Bucks knew about it, but it's not all come down to it, what's actually happened.
Been throwing bikes around and smashing CCTV cameras.
Yeah, as you do, mate. That's what you do. Lower scoring tight end was Mr. Hooper with 3 points. I started the Titans, who also only scored 6 points. And those are your lowest scorers for the week.
Ooh, super. Right. As there's only 3 games left of the season, I'm going to be dropping the league standings in after the show every single time to finish us off, keep us updated, that sort of thing. So, how we stand right now. In first, our new leader, Mr. Wave and Trade, no matter what the situation, Dan is 8-2, out on his own. As the boat drops to second, Lee 7-3. Then we've got three all on 6-4. So Simon's in third, Susie's in fourth, and Thacker is in fifth. They're all on 6-4. Then we've got, as we've said, me and Rob, both on 5-5. I'm in sixth, the last playoff spot, and Robert's in seventh. So just one to watch there, see who sneaks in. The big move of the day is Stormo going from 9th to 8th on 3 and 7, dropping Mark to 9th on 3 and Sick. 7 as well. And then Dan in 10th, all on his own, 1 and 9. Ollie is now officially out of the running and will be contending for the toilet bowl.
Amazing.
How about that, boys?
Oh, mate, I've never liked that number 8 so much in my whole life as I have today.
All the way up. Climbing to 8th.
Yeah, mate. It's been lonely at the bottom, but now I'm like nice and cuddly in like the bottom middle.
That's the highest you've ever been this season. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, mate. Yeah, it is. I'm well excited.
I'm just pleased I'm not going to finish bottom. I think that's I can't finish bottom now. That's what I was aiming for. Rebuild season, you don't finish bottom. And that's not going to happen, so I'm pleased with that.
Well, you say this. If you don't make the playoffs and if you lose the toilet bowl, then you will then technically get the first overall pick. So you were classed as
bottom. Classed. Yeah. But you're not bottom in regular season, which also is kind of like another thing.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't want to, destroy your hopes there, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm 7th. I'm in the toilet bowl. Oh, I lose every game. Guess I'm taking Trevor.
Oh, well. Another quarterback.
Yeah. Right, boys. As always, great work. Thanks for today.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Ball is up.